Well, Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
So it looks like this app is coming, Michelle, come what may. The government now is not talking about a 40% uptake for it to be effective. Even 1% will help. What do you think the government's going to be able to convince enough people to download this app to be effective? And is Stuart Robert the right minister to persuade us, given his recent performance of the MyGov website after the JobSeeker announcement?
Not necessarily the most persuasive, I would have thought, but I think many people will be somewhat reluctant to download the app. There's the appeal to the Team Australia moment, but I think you need more than that. And we did see, as you mentioned in that interview, people very doubtful about the whole My Health scheme, which seemed to me a pretty positive, advantageous scheme. Well, if they're doubtful about that, I think that they would have their reservations about the app. It's not so much the geographic tracing, which Stuart Robert was saying is not happening, but also, but particularly the actual contacts, and people mightn't want that necessarily exposed, or might be fearful it all could go awry. But anyway, we certainly would need the whole cabinet, the whole ministry, to say we're all doing it.
Yeah, for that leadership. And Michelle, on another issue, Malcolm Turnbull's hefty page turner, A Bigger Picture, his story is out today. Now, one of Scott Morrison's staffers has already distributed the e-version of the book to dozens of people. It's then been sent on to many more, we understand. The foreign minister told insiders yesterday she'd received the PDF in her inbox a few times. There's no suggestion that Scott Morrison was involved, but it certainly ensured the Turnbull book hit the front pages today, which perhaps it was always going to do. But landing in the middle of this pandemic, the reception of the book, I think, was unpredictable. Do you think the book or this leak will cause any major problems for Scott Morrison?
I think it certainly causes embarrassment for him, because obviously he may have had absolutely no knowledge of this, but he's responsible for his staff. And certainly the publisher seems intent on pursuing this and referring it to the police. So I think that it's not the end of the issue, and Scott Morrison will wear some of the indirect responsibility.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.